Hello, it's not permanent repair.
Hey, Terry, this is Daniel with Local Splash. How you doing, sir?
All right, how are you?
Another day in paradise, man. Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, yeah, thank God, man.
It's been a busy week, you know? So,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready for the weekend. I'm giving you that follow-up call regarding our Google Guarantee program. Did you speak to your wife about it?
Yeah, I did. I told her it was Craigslist. $250 down, one-time payment of $250.
One-time payment of $250. You never pay that again. That's for the application fee.
Right. So to start, it would be $500.
Yeah. No. Oh, it would be only $250. So you only pay $250. We don't charge you the lead fees until after the verification process has been done. That's where we submit the license, the insurance, run the background check. After that process, which can take up to 4 to 8 weeks, we like to under-promise and over-deliver, though. Most of my clients begin verified within about 3. But after that process is done, then we'll charge you for the lead fees, which would be a minimum monthly of $290, which is going to guarantee you up to 24 leads.
That'd be $290 every month?
No. So your leads roll over. So
right.
Let's say, for example, you took on 12 leads, right? You wouldn't be charged $290 the next month. You would only be charged half of that to fill up the $290.
It depends on how many leads you get.
Exactly. If you take on all 24 leads, and remember, these are qualified leads. If you don't set an appointment with them, you're not charged for the lead. So if you take on all 24 leads, you're charged $290 the next month. If you only take on half, you would be charged half of $290, the $12 per lead.
And that picks up the business rate pretty big, because right now there's nothing we were kind of concerned about. You know, we're thinking about hiring somebody, but I really couldn't take on two. If I would bump my workload up too much, I wouldn't be able to, like you said, I have to keep it on off most of the time.
You just turn it off. You have Perry's cell phone number, who's going to be your account lead on this. So all you do is you just text or call him and let him know, Perry, I'm booked out. Turn my leads off. We don't want leads coming through to you if you can't handle them. You know?
Right. Yeah, I don't want to need that. We made a mission of bad. All right. The only thing I was kind of concerned about. Yeah, I guess we'll go ahead. So what happens if for some reason I don't get they don't accept me or something like that?
If they don't accept you? No, so your company is currently licensed and insured, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you'll pass the background check? No, felonies or anything like that?
Well, I had some when I was younger.
Oh, okay, when you were younger, was it like a DUI, or if you don't mind me asking?
It was some felony stuff, like when I was, you know, just old enough to be on my adult record. I was like 18.
Okay. So it's on your adult record. You have felonies on there. Okay.
Yeah.
So the background check, unfortunately, is it a misdemeanor or felonies?
No, it's felonies.
It's
some misdemeanors. Yeah.
And some misdemeanors. Okay. Unfortunately, Google.
So it goes back. That's for how far does it go back? Because I passed Amazon's background check.
Right.
Is it more intense than Amazon?
No, it's usually if it's over 7 years, you're good. How long ago was it?
It's been over 7 years.
Oh, okay.
I'm about 18 years old.
Young,
18,
man.
19 years old.
Okay.
No, I'm almost 50 years old.
Oh, man. Okay. I would have guessed like maybe like 25 or 30 or something.
No.
Let me double check though, okay? Give me one quick second.
Yeah.
Let me message Perry real fast, because I don't want to set you up for this if you won't call.
That's the only thing I was worried about down the background check was my back. You know, I did have some criminal stuff when I was young.
Man, we all make mistakes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. It's not the same, man. Made a mistake. Wrong crowd.
just messaged Perry. Give me one quick second. Yeah, I just want to make sure. I think you're good, especially since you passed Amazon's background check and you passed Home Advisors. I let him know that, so I just want to get a definite answer on it, you know. So I just told him you got a felony, you know, when you were 18, like over 25 years ago. I let him know you passed Amazon's background check and Home Advisor, so I'm just checking with him to see if we're good or not, you know what I'm saying?
All right. That's what I was wondering. If there's some reason it don't pass, do I get the money back? Or, I mean, I'm sure that would go toward it, but it would already be spent for the process, for the fees and stuff. So
I do it and it's not. I have a client that hasn't passed yet, so but we always make sure you're licensed, you're insured, you'll pass the background check before we set it up. So let me just get a definite answer from him on it. You know, if he gives me a thumbs up, he's the guy. He's the one that has meetings with Google, and he manages the Google Guarantee account, so he'll know best. So if he says no, unfortunately we can't, but he says
that's understandable.
So, I think you're good, though, man. But I don't want to think. I want to know, you know? So just
give me
check it in real quick. Not messaging me yet. Let me see if he's on the phone or something.
Yeah. I'm about to pull up on his job. Can you call me back in a little bit?
Let's do that, because sometimes he takes a couple of minutes to respond back to me.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, just give him.
So,
he's in the holler.
Yeah, yeah. So after he lets me know, I'll go ahead and call you with a yay or nay, and we'll go from there, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, you're the man, Kerry. Talk to you soon. Good luck on that job.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.